What is up, everybody? We are here at Ice Experience 2023. This is our third year in a row hanging out at this incredible event. And I have got a gentleman that I am very excited to introduce to you. You may not know him. I'm getting to know him a little bit more today, and so will you. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Bowler, the new president of Ice Mortgage Technology. But you guys may recognize Tim. He is absolutely, this isn't his first rodeo in the industry. So I'm excited to be sitting down with you today, Tim, get to know you a little bit more. And we have an incredible conversation for everybody listening. But before we get there, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, Josh, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Pleasure.
Do you do the monster truck rallies at the start? Because I think I've heard your voice before when I was a kid growing up in Missouri.
Heard us once or twice.
Well, so Tim Bowler, I'm the new president of Ice Mortgage Technology. I just joined the team, but I've been with ICE since 2017 and running our benchmarking business, working in our clearing business, but then just had a long career history in banking, but also, really, really important to me. I had the opportunity to serve the country by working at the U.S. Treasury for a little over 4 years from 2011 through 2015,
wow,
where I got to work on a lot of great housing and housing related issues to try to improve the housing market.
What was your, tell me about that. I mean, you give me a kind of the Treasury, because when people hear that, it's like, wow, the actual Treasury. So what was your time like there when you were spending in the Treasury?
Well, it was great. It was exceptionally hard work. Every day was a challenge. The problems were very macro, but I really had the privilege of working with two great secretaries, and Secretary Geithner and Secretary Liu, that were so good at keeping us focused on just every day in every way. You think about what executing the mission, trying to help the economy recover from the great financial crisis, and figure out how we can help families, particularly around the housing work that we did, make a difference. Because, coming out of the great financial crisis, the housing markets were so exceptionally challenged.
Oh.
Things were stressed. Families didn't know, what was going to be next. And we were dealing with, a large amount of foreclosures. So
huge.
Going to work to try to prevent those, try to stand up refinancing programs, help people refinance much more efficiently,
right,
particularly, those with lower loan balances or lower income, because that's where, refinancing makes a bigger difference, right? And, it was a great experience.
So you talk about the great financial crisis, and that's something that you mentioned. You really helped so many navigate that. You came from the private sector going into the Treasury. I mean, how did you really help in that matter of guiding people through the great financial crisis?
Well, so the first thing I had to learn, making the transition from the private sector to the public sector, is be quiet. Just listen, because it's different. It's obviously different. Like how things get done, the policy making process, is different than what might occur in an organic organization. And I got great advice, actually, from the deputy secretary at the Treasury when I first arrived. He was like, Tim, listen, engage, be helpful, and you'll fit right in, because there'll be natural opportunities for you and your experience to add value.
You bet.
And it was spot on. And I saw that from the get-go, where you would have all these policy processes, people trying to figure out what to do, incredibly challenging issues of how you navigate, just using housing as an example.
Of course.
How to basically work, come up with the best set of programs to reduce foreclosures. And the key was really taking, using a common sense approach, figuring out what steps the government could take within the context of the statutory mandates we were all given,
right,
to try to make a difference.
You mentioned the challenges. You are a true master when it comes to helping companies be guided through times like this. None of us can deny we're in some challenging times as an industry right now. What is ICE Mortgage Technology really doing to help the lenders and all the vendor partners? I mean, we're here at ICE Experience. You can hear the buzz happening right now. Well, what is ICE really doing to help their lender partners be successful in a market like this?
First and foremost, it comes down to serving families and serving people, right? Today in the mortgage market, it's all about the purchase market. Families, home buyers, individuals, whoever that's looking to buy their first home, they're going to have to navigate a very challenging process where, the price of homes today relative to the price of interest rates and getting a mortgage. So what I tell my team is I want you to focus every day in every way on helping our lenders and helping our partner clients help those families, help those individuals go through the process of getting your home.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of execution and simple stuff. It's doing the right things, making certain that our connectivity is there, making certain that we are providing value-added products and services through our Encompass network to all of our lenders, through our partners, figuring out how we can be creative to make it easier to make that purchase loan happen. And then from my perspective, one of the things I'm excited about in my job is also engaging with policymakers in my role to be able to be a filter for the industry, to be able to go back to them and say, here's what, you know, here's what's working, here's what's not working. And if we're gonna have a purchase market that's dominated by first-time home buyers, here's how we need to all collaboratively work together to put better solutions on the table.
Ooh, I like this a lot. I want to dive, because collaboration is one of those keys. Like, we have to collaborate. And you came off, you started off the conference, you were up on stage talking about a few points, but collaboration as an industry, I think, is more important than ever. What are your thoughts on that?
100%. And I think that's why, you know, from my perspective, it starts with listening, right? If you want to, if you want to collaborate, you got to listen. And right now, for me, just being new in the role, I'm listening with our partners. I'm listening with our lenders. I'm going to listen, you know, the folks in the official sector, you know, the housing authorities, the housing regulators, to figure out, like, what do we need to do as a company in partnership with others to really drive solutions to make it easier for that family, that individual that's buying their first home, to get a mortgage and get a mortgage at a good rate and in a way that they understand it.
Absolutely.
And that's job number one. And I'm only going to be able to get that done by being a good listener in the near term.
I love it, because that is everybody here. Again, you can hear the buzz going around. All of us, all of our goal is to help the American achieve that dream of home ownership. At the
exactly.
end of the day, that's what we want, that experience to be simple, seamless as much as possible, and collaboration. You mentioned the word partnership, which I think is absolutely instrumental in the future of our industry, is partnering together and helping one another.
Yeah. Well, just like if you think about like home ownership, and I talked about this in like some of my remarks this morning when we opened the general session. I just, you know, rewind the clock in my head back to the great financial crisis and think about, you know, all those families that bought their first home, whether it was like 2005 or 2006 or 2007, that due to the economic circumstances, you know, lost them. And these were the families that bought those homes to live in.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about like speculators or anything like that. These are families that bought homes to live in. If we had done a better job in just keeping them in their homes, they would be so much better off. I mean, home prices have, quote unquote, they've doubled basically from their peak in 2007.
Yep.
So, the stability, the financial well-being that they would have had by staying in those homes is so powerful. And that's like the message that I'm trying to get out to our team, our lenders, our partners, that we can work with folks to help get them into their home, have a good experience, understand their mortgage, and, you know, ultimately go down the path of financial stability through home ownership.
Oh, the education, the stability, it is up to us as mortgage professionals to help guide and educate our consumers on that. We've been blessed. You and I were even sitting here talking. We've been blessed in this industry to be very, very fortunate. And now it's our opportunity to go out and educate the general consumer on how to stay in their home. And like you even said, as leaders of the industry, to work on the guidelines, to work with the regulators, to really allow those people to stay in their homes in difficult times like this.
Yep. And then also stay in their homes in difficult times, but also be able to get into homes in difficult times.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, it just, you know, we can't deny it. Interest rates are up almost 3% over the last year. Home prices are still high. So it's a challenging market. So like, how do we provide solutions, technology, data and information, empower our lenders so they can empower their clients to make the right decision when they're approaching buying that home, especially that first home?
Oh, I love that. And I want to kind of, as we start to wrap things up here, I want to talk about that. You're talking about solutions. ICE Mortgage Technology is working on so many things, many initiatives. Can you share a few things that you guys are specifically focused on, or what ICE Mortgage Technology is really working on to help future home buyers, to help this industry continue to thrive?
Well, sure. So I'm going to break it down into three pieces.
Love
it. So there's three key things. It's helping lenders have that better initial interface with their borrowers. Those individuals that are buying a home, the family that's buying their first home, got to have a better interface that doesn't scare them off the process, right?
Absolutely.
It's got to be a straightforward application. They got to be able to connect with their lender through whatever medium feels best, whether that's text, phone, in person, what have you, because it's going to take some handholding. Buying a home with a mortgage is a complex transaction.
It is.
And you got to make it easier for that family and that household, and you have to make them feel more comfortable. Second, and this is, you know, absolutely critical today, you got to be able to close faster, right? So you got to be able to process that loan application, interface with that borrower in a way that's, you know, value add from their perspective, timely from their perspective, but allow them to get to that closing table faster. Because, you know, time is ultimately money.
Time is money.
And that borrower needs to get into that house sooner rather than later, so they stop paying rent.
Right.
And then ultimately and finally, it's making certain that the closing experience is best in class. The loan file is constructed well, such that, you know, ultimately whoever that servicer is, you know, will know that borrower and be able to interface with that borrower in a way that's efficient, such that down the road, that lender or that servicer can help that borrower on their next steps in their home finance journey.
Oh, I love that you mentioned the journey, because you even mentioned on stage this morning, one of your guys' initiatives among these three is really helping retain that client. Really,
yes.
It's not just a one-time transaction, it's a client for life. It's a yes. friend for life. It's somebody that you yep. helped achieve that dream of yep. home ownership. And that's what we're all about. So, Tim, this has been incredibly brilliant. I'm so excited to see the future of ICE Mortgage Technology with an incredible guy like yourself at the helm, leading the way, guiding this incredible team to achieve so much. So
thank you.
Appreciate
it's
you sitting
been a
down.
Pleasure. This has been a pleasure. Meeting with you again and sit down with you again in a couple months, couple years, whatever it might be. So we can
couple of months for sure to hear as you continue to work on these initiatives, as you and the team continue to listen and push forward. It's going to be a huge year for ICE Mortgage Technology.
Thank you so much, Josh. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. So much more to come from here at ICE Mortgage Technology Event Experience 2023.